Our story today is called Annual Easter Musical. We'd practiced long and hard for this annual Easter musical. Over 200 people were involved in the production. More than 1,000 would be coming to each of the four presentations. Orchestra, choir, actors, soloists, all involved. A cross stood to the side of the stage. At the final rehearsal, a movie critic and a journalist both said they'd score us a 9.5 out of a 10. However, we did not know this musical would have a profound effect on one of the main characters in the presentation. Jay was an amateur actor and a bit arrogant, and he was asked to be the Roman centurion who'd flogged Jesus. Of course, he didn't mind. He loved acting. He bragged to friends he'd do a good job of beating Jesus. The first presentation went well for Jay. He could distance himself from Jesus on the cross. That night, however, he could not sleep. Memories of the flogging he delivered rushed through his dreams. The next presentation was not easy for Jay to handle. It was hard to beat a man like Jesus in front of thousands. Guilt overcame him. The third presentation was more difficult yet. The audience, still thinking he was a professional actor, were shaken as he whipped Jesus. This time, however, as the blood dripped down from the cross, he suddenly realized this blood was shed for him. Jay realized this Jesus was dying on the cross for all the cruel acts that he was doing. And Jesus was doing it out of love for his people. As he heard Jesus cry, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jay almost broke down in front of the audience. It was hard for him to contain himself, and after the drama, he collapsed in anguish. As Jesus was dragged by his fellow soldiers, the audience detected Jay's voice crackle as he yelled, "Crucify him! Hang the man!" He dabbed a tear from his eye. Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Then, it is finished. The lights cut, the roll of thunder could be heard, and it grew very still. All could hear the sobs of the disciples and Mary kneeling by the cross. Jay, too, was quietly crying out, "Jesus, you did this for me. You died on this old cross so I can have new life. I've been so cruel to you, and you were so kind. The blood on my hands was a sacrifice for me. I'm sorry for what I've done. Forgive me, please. I give you my heart and life. I'm finished with my own struggles. I want you as my Savior and Lord." It was like the lights went back on for Jay. He could scarcely believe it. He felt like a new man. God had heard his prayer. He'd come to know Jesus at the foot of the cross in front of 1,000 people. Jesus' blood was meant for him. He wiped another tear and felt joy come over him. As the choir sang the last selection, "I Pledge Allegiance to the Lamb" by Ray Bolts, he knew he had to go tell his pastor, friends, and family. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.